Seven Hampton University students have been ordered to perform community service after participating in a protest calling for President Bush to be removed from office. A campus disciplinary panel handed down the punishment after students posted unauthorized handbills and failed to register the protest with the school. Under Hampton University rules, all leaflets and other protest activities by students must be approved in advance. Commentator Lester Spence says Hampton's campus speech rules are out of step with the university's mission.
Few American colleges and universities can boast of the history and tradition of Hampton. Founded in Virginia in 1868, its purpose was to educate formerly enslaved men and women, who in turn could help lift their race from centuries of subjugation. The conservative black leader, Booker T. Washington, owes much to Hampton, as he was a Hampton alum. But recent events have called its status as a premier institution of higher education into question. On November 2nd, students at high schools and universities across the country participated in a national walkout. The protest is held annually on that date to commemorate the anniversary of the contested presidential election of 2000. It is also designed to bring attention to the administration's policies in Iraq, Sudan, and domestically in New Orleans and the Gulf region. Hampton students wanted to add their voices to the chorus of protests taking place nationwide, but the university stopped the demonstration before it even began. Several students were threatened with expulsion on the grounds that they posted flyers without the school's approval. Hampton's administration must authorize all such material. In other words, it must pass through a censor. Hampton's actions here are highly selective. During homecoming, for example, it is routine to see literally hundreds of flyers posted, advertising parties featuring everyone from David Banner to the Spinners, from organizations that have little official tie to Hampton. But only here, when the flyer's political and progressive, does Hampton decide to intervene. Seven students have appeared before Hampton administrators because of their role in organizing the demonstrations. It is clear that this represents another attempt to stifle dissent. The fact that this is happening at one of the strongest black universities in the country is a troubling signal, one we ignore at our peril. Even assuming good intentions, this remains problematic. As the saying goes, the road to hell was paved with good intentions. The original goal of Hampton was to train formerly enslaved Africans to uplift the race. What would a 21st century version of that mission look like? These students are working to engage the campus community in a dialogue that everyone could benefit from. After living in a five-year fog in which to even question the Iraq War was to invite intense scrutiny and cries of treason, we are finally beginning to ask hard questions of each other and of the Bush White House. These students should not have been brought up on charges. They should have been applauded. After watching the Bush administration make promises to Katrina victims only to renege on them, these students are helping to make our government accountable. Our democracy depends on open discourse. It depends on us asking difficult questions and being hardcore in our demand for answers. I don't know what type of textbook the Hampton administrators are using, but it is clear to me that those textbooks should be tossed along with the case against these students. A shame doesn't even come close to describing the way these administrators and Hampton alumni should feel.
Lester Spence is an assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University.